AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Hillary Clinton has about half the delegates she needs to take the Democratic Party's presidential nomination with her wins yesterday over Bernie Sanders. The GOP chase remains muddled despite Donald Trump's Super Tuesday victories. AP count finds Trump has 46% of the delegates allotted in the 15 contests so far. Iowa State political analyst David Anderson says the Republican establishment has been unable to find a way to stop Trump.
I don't think the leadership has a clear idea of what to do right now. And I think we are getting very close to panic mode.
Ted Cruz is emerging as a candidate who could stymie Trump with a little help from Marco Rubio. Delegate math illustrates the importance of the March 15 primaries in Florida and Ohio, in which the statewide winner gets all of the delegates. Payroll processor ADP says U.S. businesses added 214,000 jobs last month, another sign that the job market remains resilient. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
Unemployment rate is headed lower, and we're going to be closing in on 4.5% sometime later this year, just in time for election.
The ADP report comes out 2 days before the Labor Department's official jobs report. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics, including requiring doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. AP's Mark Smith reports this is the first big test in the court since the death of Justice Antonin Scalia.
The court's been narrowly divided on previous abortion votes, and if it deadlocks on this case, the restrictive abortion law would stand, since that's what a lower court ruled. However, Justice Anthony Kennedy could provide a key swing vote, and he sided with the court's liberal bloc in putting parts of the law on hold while the high court considers it.
A U.S. official says debris washed up over the weekend in Mozambique has been tentatively identified as part from a Boeing 777, the same as a Malaysian airliner's jet. This is AP Radio News. The U.N. Security Council unanimously approves the toughest sanctions on North Korea in two decades, a reflection of the growing anger at the North's latest nuclear test and rocket launch. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, says the North Korean government has been pouring resources into its nuclear weapons program while starving the people.
The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
The new sanctions, which include mandatory inspections of all cargo leaving and entering North Korea by land, sea, or air. Four people have minor injuries after a likely tornado caused major damage to a dozen homes yesterday evening in Bessemer, Alabama, which is just outside Birmingham. Jefferson County Sheriff Sergeant Jack Self.
Several homes that are moderately damaged. A lot of trees down, a lot of power and telephone lines down.
National Weather Service is sending a team in to study the damage to see if it was a tornado. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.